going on in Syria? Today, the deputy oil minister announced on YouTube that he's defecting, joining the country's rebel movement. In the name of Allah, I declare that I'm joining the revolution. I've been part of this government for 33 years, and I've acquired many titles, and I do not want to retire serving the crimes of this regime. Strong words, but perhaps a strong response today from the Syrian government, which shelled several cities while still occupying the seat of this almost year-long rebellion, Homs. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain is still calling for the U.S. to lead airstrikes in Syria. But Senator John Kerry, speaking on CBS this morning, said it's not like Libya. In Syria, President Assad has strong air defenses.
You have to lay some groundwork here. I mean, the United States can't just jump up one morning and say, okay, let's go drop some bombs on Syrian tanks.
Joshua Landis is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Joshua, Professor Landis, we know there have been a number of army defections, but how important is the defection of this deputy oil minister? And remind us where the schisms are appearing.
Well, I think it is relatively important, and I think we're going to see many more top-level Sunnis begin to defect. The regime is getting weaker, and the sectarian problems are getting deeper in Syria.
Well, you mentioned top-level Sunnis. The Sunnis on the bottom levels are the people across the country who are rebelling.
Yes, and the rebellion is largely a Sunni-Arab rebellion against an Alawite security elite. The Assad family is Alawite, Shiite offshoot. So are most of the security people. And this is opening up a sectarian divide in Syria. And the Sunni elites of Syria have stood by the regime so far. The prime minister, most of the cabinet members are Sunni. None of them have defected. We haven't seen high-level defections as we saw in Libya. But that is coming down the road.
Well, and the deputy oil minister also said on that YouTube posting, I advise my colleagues to abandon this sinking ship. And again, as you said, he's a Sunni who's perhaps been seeing Sunnis in the city of Homs, for instance, who've been fleeing that city as the government occupies it. Just to stay on Homs for just a second, because we know the UN's humanitarian chief was allowed into the Homs neighborhood of Bab al-Amr. She reported both devastation, but also the fact that, you know, people are pretty much gone. They've fled. And now we see the government focusing on other areas. It would seem, given that, you know, the government's still occupying Homs, that Assad has an upper hand here. How do you see it?
Well, Assad has temporarily the upper hand because he's got a professional army behind him. But the insurgency and the opposition is growing week by week. The sectarian lines are opening up. 65% of Syrians, maybe 70%, are Sunni Arabs. Only 12% are Alawites at the top. The international community is getting organized. Saudis, Qataris, Libyans have said that they're going to begin to fund and arm the opposition. So increasingly, it does look like it's just a matter of time.
Well, but a couple things. As we heard Senator Kerry say today, this is not like Libya. President Assad has strong air defenses. You can't just fly in. And secondly, we had heard early on there may not be a lot of Alawites, but Alawites make up a lot of the military, and these troops on the ground had been told by their leaders, if you do not win this, these people in these cities are going to slaughter you.
They're worried, and they'll all be fired from their jobs, even if they're not slaughtered.
But doesn't that mean that the kind of thing that we see, which is with the military ultimately crossing over with the opposition, we're not going to see here?
You're not going to see that. The Alawites are not going to defect, and that's what makes this scary and potentially quite bloody. But increasingly, we're seeing in the north of the country, in neighborhoods around Aleppo, they're falling out of government control. A friend of mine who owns a factory in one of the industrial neighborhoods of Aleppo said that it was attacked a few nights ago. The guards were tied up. The safe box was taken out. He didn't dare call the police because it'll become a flashpoint. He can't go to the factory anymore. You can't drive out there. It's not safe. So the country is boiling, and Syrian economy is collapsing. The situation is looking pretty dire for the government in the long run.
Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma, you know, kind of checking in on Syria. And we'll do that again. Joshua, Professor Landis, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.